This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Over 20,000 people have already written letters to Saeed Abedini. Nagma Abedini, his wife, joins us today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Pat, authorities in Iran are denying medical treatment for the American pastor who's in prison there. Months of beatings by jailers have left Saeed Abedini with internal bleeding. A few weeks ago, Iranian authorities promised the pastor he would receive medical attention. He was taken to a hospital, but the American Center for Law and Justice says he was returned to prison without receiving treatment. The ACLJ says the pastor's health is deteriorating.
The worst thing is not knowing about what is going to happen. And because the first day that we got arrested, we were both transferred to the security police. And they were just told us that we were in the security police because we converted from Islam to Christianity and because of promoting Christianity. And they sent us to a detention. We were both scared. We were so pale. And we were just praying and asking God to release us.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
When I get glimpses of what's being done to him, he's able to, his family's able to visit him, and he's able to say and get some words out. Last I heard, he was getting discouraged that what they're saying might be true, that he might be kept there even more than 8 years, and that's what they're playing. They're doing psychological torture on him and playing games on him, that he's, you know, he's not, he's gonna be there for a long time. He's never gonna see our, me or the kids. And we need to continue fighting for him and to let him know and let the Iranian government know he's not forgotten.
And now your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Some news to report today. Received a new letter from Saeed Abedini. We reported it today. I was on with Nagma Abedini, who will be joining us in the next segment of the broadcast live. We were on Fox News this morning talking about the efforts in the new letter campaign, the medical care issue, taking him to the hospital and saying the doctor's not there and taking him back to the prison, the internal bleeding, and his appeal process. Let me read to you from some of this letter as well. I think it's very important, and we'll post this online at ACLJ.org later today as we translate. Of course, Saeed writes in Farsi, and when the letters get to Nagma, she's able to translate them for us, and she did a great job doing that quickly this morning as well before we were on Fox News. And so let me just read to you a portion of this and then ask you, if you haven't written a letter to Saeed, I think this is the time to do so. He opens the letter this way, very straightforward. Quote, deny your faith in Jesus Christ and return to Islam, or else you will not be released from prison. We will make sure you are kept here even after your 8-year sentence is finished. These are the threats that prison officials throw at me. My response to them is Romans 8:35-39. The reality of Christian living is that difficulties or problems do arise in our lives. Persecution and difficulties are not new occurrences, but are seen often in the Christian life. It is through the suffering and tribulations that we are to enter the kingdom of God. And folks, he closed the letter in a very powerful way. And this is, again, important, I think, for all of you as you're understanding what Saeed is going through, the situation that he's dealing with, his spiritual faith, which is very strong, obviously. And he closes it this way. Pastor Saeed Abedini, the servant of Jesus Christ, in chains, with a lot of joy to see you soon, Evan Prison. And this letter was from March 9th, about a month ago, that was received by Nagma. Folks, if you want to talk to Nagma Abedini, she'll be joining us live in the next segment of the broadcast. So if you call 1-800-684-3110 and want to offer your comments, your supports, your prayers, you can talk to her. She'll be joining us, 1-800-684-3110. Pastor Saeed's wife, live in the next segment of the broadcast. And we need you. Over 20,000 people have already written letters to Saeed Abedini. We're handling all the cost. You can do it online, savesaeed.org, SAEED.org. We handle all the costs. You write your own custom letter, savesaeed.org. We'll be right back.
More than 500,000 people from 180 countries have signed the petition to save American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's serving a lengthy prison term in Iran simply because of his Christian faith. Your voice has resulted in action by the U.S. government and the international community to engage this case. Now, you can send a very personal message of support to Pastor Saeed. The ACLJ has obtained the address of the Iranian prison where Pastor Saeed is being held. As Pastor Saeed's May 7th birthday approaches, it's time to encourage him directly. Let him know that we're praying for him and working for his release. You write the letter and the ACLJ will send it. Visit SaveSaeed.org. Or if you would like, you can add your name to the ACLJ letter going to Pastor Saeed. You can do that too by simply calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online ACLJ.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Love inside the strength of heart. Think about the hero saving life in the dark. Climbing higher through the fire, time was running out. Never knowing you were going to be coming down alive.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I was on Fox News this morning with Nagma Abedini, Pastor Saeed Abedini's wife, as we continue on our advocacy efforts to get Saeed home to his family in Idaho and his wife, of course, and their two children, the 6-year-old daughter and 5-year-old son, who have not been able to see their dad. Remember, folks, Saeed has been in jail 190. This is actually day 197 by the end of today. And he was put under house arrest back in July, and he left in June. So it's pretty close to a year. His children have been able to see him, been able to talk to and hold their dad and to see him in person. And so, folks, it's an important time as we launch this new effort, the letter writing campaign. And we spent time on developing what would be best, because so many of you were asking, you know, you're telling us your church was praying, you would sign the petition. We're at, you know, it was interesting. We added over 5,000 people on our petition who were going to save Saeed because of the letter campaign, who had not yet joined. So we're over 560,000 people now. So it's all still working. The petition still matters. But you said, you know, I've written the petition. I've signed the petition. I've told my church. We're praying about it every day and praying about it at church. And what else can I do? So we started talking to people and looking at other things that could be effective. Obviously, we don't want to waste anybody's time or put Saeed in any kind of danger, and something that would help Saeed personally as well. So we talked to people who had been released from Evan prison. They said, you know, these letters matter, and sometimes we wouldn't even get the letter, but the guards would come to us if they were flooded. Now, flooded was, for some of these individuals who had been released, 40 or 50 letters coming in, maybe a few times. We've had over 20,000 people in just 48 hours. We launched this at noon on Monday. So in 48 hours, folks, over 20,000 people have written their own letter to Saeed Abedini. You do that at SaveSaeed.org. That's SAEED.org. And you can write your custom letter. We've got a preset letter. You can mix it. If you want some of our preset letter, and if you don't have the time, or maybe you're not, you're a little nervous about writing, you can use our preset letter, maybe include your favorite Bible verse, a short verse. All the letters have to be translated by the guards. Keep them positive, of course, and keep them, it's about Saeed. It's not about attacking the government. That's not going to help him, attacking the Iranian government. Keep them positive, and we're going to inundate that prison, Evan Prison. That we're going to handle all the cost. We're going to inundate him with the letters. Go to SaveSaeed.org. It's SAEED.org, or call 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. That's 877-989-2255. Nagme Abedini, Pastor Saeed's wife, is joining me now. And Nagme, thanks for joining me again today. I know it's been a busy morning for you.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Nagme, give us an update about, people have seen you on the television broadcast, but personally, how you're dealing with this, and also your kids, because I had sent out a couple of tweets about that you had posted a video of your son, and it was extremely moving, just a quick snippet video. But it seems like more and more, and I've been able to spend time with them, but more and more they're realizing that their dad is not there, and it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. The video I shared so that people could see a glimpse of what's happening. You know, I talk about that they're suffering, that they miss their dad, and it's been really, in June will be a year since they've seen him. And but the video, I think, shows a glimpse of what really Jacob's crying, saying, "Jesus, bring Daddy home." And it's pretty difficult on them. They're at a point where they can't wait any longer. They're tired of waiting. They're just crying, asking for him. It's almost unbearable to wait any longer. And it's just every day is such a long day for them to wait.
Tell folks about the news. Saeed was promised medical care, and you have to take everything with a grain of salt coming from the guards that are telling this. He finally got the medical exam. He knows he's got a fairly serious medical issue with the internal bleeding, and obviously he went into prison healthy. So this is all because of the prison, the interrogations, and what occurred then. But the news that he was actually taken out of Evan Prison and then put into a hospital, but then sent back to Evan Prison because there was no doctor. What was the reaction, your reaction, and also his family's reaction during their weekly visitation to that kind of news? I mean, is there, coming from their perspective and coming from his perspective, this seems like something we need to push in the short term to get him that medical care to make sure that he's being treated.
Yes, and as you mentioned, he did get this because of beatings. We know specifically he got kicked and hit in this specifically in other areas, but also mainly in the stomach area, which started the bleeding in his stomach. And so we know that's where it did come from, and when the bleeding did start. And he was 3 weeks ago, I believe they did. There was doctors that went into the Evan prison, said he needed to be treated, and then on Monday they took him to a hospital, which was good, but they didn't treat him. They took him to the specialized hospital where it's full of doctors that can treat him, specifically for the stomach and GI and area, and there was not one doctor that could treat him, I guess, and they returned him back to the prison, and it could be they tried, but it could also be a psychological torture and on him that they took him but didn't treat him. And also, the news we hear is that he's they're trying to break him and take hope away from him, and a lot of mental torture where he doesn't think he'll be coming out anytime soon, and there's been some discouragement coming from his end. I mean, that's all he hears. He doesn't see what's happening on the outside, but that he's never, ever going to be, even after his 8-year sentence, he's never coming out.
Yeah, and this is important. Nagme, you received some letters. We talked about some of that. We've got a snippet that you were able to translate already to Fox News this morning, and I read it earlier in the broadcast. But tell people, when you read through those letters, the messaging, because, what I know Saeed is obviously relying on Scripture and his faith to keep him as strong as possible. And he's focusing in on, of course, the writings of Paul, the Romans, Acts, who where the church was facing persecution or was about to be, and trying to strengthen people. But he begins this letter saying, basically quoting the guards, "Deny your faith or you're not going to get out of here." I mean, that's basically it. And deny your faith, return to Islam, or you're not coming out. And I know there's more to the letters. Tell people what when you read it, because you know Saeed better than anyone. What do you interpret from that in his current state?
Well, he knows on those weekly visits, he knows that that's his chance of letting me know how he's doing and what's going on. And, you know, he does once in a while on those visits, we do get him giving letters, sometimes verbally, and sometimes we actually get the physical ones, but that he is, they are putting pressure on him. They're playing a lot of psychological warfare. From what I hear from his family also, he has faced great disappointments. You know, and at one of the visits, recent visits, he's talked about joy and strength, but he was crying uncontrollably and has felt under a lot of pressure, and it was hard on his family to see that. And, you know, they put him under great pressure, psychological pressure. He misses me and the kids, and they tell him he's never coming out, that if he does not deny his Christian faith, he's going to end up spending the rest of his life in that prison. And so they try to discourage him, break him, and remove any hope from him. And it's very heart-wrenching to see and hear, and especially his parents get to see that. It's pretty hard on them to see that the games they're playing with Saeed, and they're trying to discourage him. And even the hospital visit, to go there and not be treated is another blow.
You know, folks, what we're going to do, and when we come back from this break, and people are hanging on to talk to you, Nagme, we're going to take your phone calls. It's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to Nagme Abedini. It's a unique opportunity. We don't do this all the time when we have Nagme on to give updates on Saeed, but we are doing that today. This is live, folks, so if you want to talk to Nagme, it's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be doing that when we come back from the break. We'll talk about the letter campaign as well. We just launched that SaveSaeed.org, 197 days, folks, and so we're approaching 200 days in prison. But remember, house arrest began in July, and he left in June, so it's been almost a year. Now, his birthday is on May 7th. Saeed will turn 33 years old. So we're doing this letter campaign leading up to his birthday on May 7th. 33 years old, imprisoned, as he said, in chains for Christ is how he signed this letter. Over 20,000 people have already written their letters to Saeed. We're going to handle the delivery. We're going to get them there, folks. Hard copies, thousands of letters. Will you write one today? You go to SaveSaeed.org. That's SaveSaeed.org. Or call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We'll be back. You can talk to Nagme Abedini. Be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. More than 500,000 people from 180 countries have signed the petition to save American Pastor Saeed Abedini, who's serving a lengthy prison term in Iran simply because of his Christian faith. Your voice has resulted in action by the U.S. government and the international community to engage this case. Now, you can send a very personal message of support to Pastor Saeed. The ACLJ has obtained the address of the Iranian prison where Pastor Saeed is being held. As Pastor Saeed's May 7th birthday approaches, it's time to encourage him directly. Let him know that we're praying for him and working for his release. You write the letter, and the ACLJ will send it. Visit SaveSaeed.org Or if you would like, you can add your name to the ACLJ letter going to Pastor Saeed. You can do that too by simply calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Jump right in, because Nagma Abedini is joining us, Pastor Saeed's wife. We've been talking about some of what we talked about in Fox News this morning. We're going to be playing that interview in the second 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live today. If you don't get it on your radio station, you can listen online. It's absolutely free at aclj.org. It's live streamed there. We'll post the show later and post those interviews as well. Because also 700 Club Interactive, which is on ABC Family right before the 700 Club broadcast with Gordon Robertson. Also, Nagman and I were on with an update today. That will be posted as well at aclj.org. So Fox News and CBN. And as you can tell, folks, there's news happening. Saeed taken out of the prison to a medical facility, private medical facility, and then told, well, there's no doctor here, so you got to go back. Didn't wait, wasn't plugged into an IV and say, okay, maybe tomorrow. Again, it's either an inept system or more abuse. And, you know, I tend to lean towards more abuse, though you want to give the option because the medical care is very important. He's received none. He's received a medical exam, but no actual medical care. We're going to take your phone calls now. Nagma Abedini is with us. You're going to be talking to her. She's on the phone. Let's go to Jose in Texas on line four. First, Jose, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air with me and Nagma.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Miss Nagma. My name's Jose. I'm calling from Texas, and I just wanted to, you know, give you some words of encouragement and let you know that it's very hard for me to listen to what your husband is going through. I've been praying for him every day since I started hearing Jay Sekulow announcing, you know, and letting us know, keeping us up to date with what's going on. I know your kids are going through a lot, but just here to tell you that God will not give us more than what we can handle. This is going to be a great testimony when he comes out of this, and you're going to be in good hands going forward.
Amen. Thank you for the encouraging words. We appreciate them.
Thank you, Jose. And, folks, we're going to continue here, take as many phone calls as we can. We're on with Nagma Abedini. She's joining us live, and we don't always take phone calls when she's on, so let's get right to him. Nora in California on line five. Nora, welcome to the broadcast. You're talking to Jordan and Nagma.
Hi, good morning. How are you? I just wanted to that I know what it feels like to be behind the wall and to be with somebody doing time. And our ministry, Sovereign House of Fire, has been praying. I'm praying for you. I know that your children do the time with him, and I don't know the sense of the extreme because it's so political, but know that I am praying for you, and I pray that God would open a door that no man can shut ever again, and that I pray that his healing would come quickly. And like what came to mind when I first heard how he was internally bleeding was when the centurion soldier told Jesus, just say the word, and I know that my servant comes and goes. And so I pray that God would just say the word, and his healing would begin to take place, and it wouldn't be because of their hand or their doctor, but by the Spirit of God that would heal Saeed wherever he's at, and that would open that prison gate in Jesus' name. And so I just pray comfort over you right now, and I thank you for sharing and being so open with the public with your suffering.
Thank you. I appreciate the encouraging words and having so many loving on our family and standing with us and praying with us. Thank you.
And Nora said something I think was very important. You know, the kids do the time as well. And that's certainly, I think, more and more folks, something you have to understand. I encourage you, write that letter to Saeed. I mean, this is for real, folks, and it matters. You go to savesaeed.org, S-A-V-E, and then his name, S-A-E-E-D, .org. We have a preset letter. If you aren't comfortable writing a letter, or you feel like you just want to get it out and get it done, if you want to edit that, if you want to add a Bible verse at the end to personalize it, or if you want to write your own entire letter, We've got that all online. We're going to handle all the costs. We're going to actually deliver them there to the prison. All the postage, everything we're going to handle. We'll get photos of all those as they go out leading up to his birthday, May 7th. So we've got this time. Over 20,000 people have done it, but I think, you know, we should have over 50,000 people more who can take that time. So many people have asked. You go to SaveSaeed.org or call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Back to the phones. Kathy in Maine on line 6. Kathy, you're talking to Nagma Abedini and Jordan.
Hi, Nagma. My name is Kathy, and I just wanted to encourage you, first of all, and just let you know that I, too, along with all these other wonderful Christians, are standing in the gap and praying for Saeed and praying for your family. And my question, and actually my statement as well, is just that Saeed has, whether you know it or not, has become an ambassador for the persecuted church at this point. The high profile that has been given to his imprisonment is wonderful on the hand that it gives us a real eye-opener as to what's going on in these closed countries, because there are no voices to those smaller profile cases, those people who are persecuted in the churches in Saudi Arabia for being Christians in prisons in Saudi Arabia and other places. We don't hear of them that often. They're not on the grid. And I'd like to know at this point what we can do for those folks who may not have as much publicity.
Sure. Well, I'll let Nagma respond in a second, but Kathy, I do want you to know that we represent more people than Saeed. A lot of these cases, you're not at a point where you necessarily want to be talking about it publicly. Also, this is unique because his family he's an American, and his family's here in the United States. They're Americans, so Nagma is able to do interviews and talk about it. And many of the families in Nagma, this is an important part, would be very afraid of taking the cases public because of fear of immediate retribution, especially if your wife and kids were in the country and facing this.
Yes, it's what has been just a miracle is that a lot of these people persecuted, their families are in those countries. They cannot speak out. Even knowing Saeed's family, they were also put under house arrest. They were also threatened that they would be arrested, and they were silenced. And it's just that I was out. I grew up in the U.S. and I was given a voice to be able to speak out and say what's happening. I am able to know what's happening in the prison through the different visits. And it's for such a time as this that he's allowed me to be here and to speak out and bring awareness not only on Saeed's situation, but the Christian persecution all over the world, which is the number one persecuted people in the world are the Christians. And unfortunately, there's not much awareness and voice being, there's not many voices speaking out about this, these persecutions. So God has given me a special time as this to be able to speak out and bring awareness. And I count it as a blessing and an honor to be, as you mentioned, an ambassador for that.
I want to take one more call quickly. I know we've got the music playing. Nancy in Maryland. Nancy, your comment quickly. We won't be able to respond to it, but I know you've got some words of encouragement.
Thank you. Nagma, we just want to send our love to you and your boys and Saeed, and just want you to know that we're lifting you up in prayer each and every day. And we're so grateful for the interviews you've had on television and over the radio. And you, Saeed, and you are you really especially, Nagma, God is really raising up to encourage Christians all over the world. The people are hearing your interviews through different means all over the world. And we're just...
Yeah, I'm only cutting up because we got 20 seconds here. Nagma, thank you for being with us. I know it's a busy morning with Fox News. And folks, we'll continue on. We'll have that Fox News interview. We'll also have the CBN 700 Club I interview that Nagma and I did. Folks, go to SaveSaeed.org, SAEED.org. Write that letter. Call 877-989-2255.
The ACLJ has obtained the address of the Iranian prison where Pastor Saeed is being held. As Pastor Saeed's May 7th birthday approaches, it's time to encourage him directly. Let him know that we're praying for him and working for his release. You write the letter, and the ACLJ will send it. Visit SaveSaeed.org Or if you would like, you can add your name to the ACLJ letter going to Pastor Saeed. Online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live, this is Jordan Sekulow. A busy day already here advocating on behalf of Saeed Abedini. Nagmeh Abedini had joined us for the first half hour of Jay Sekulow Live after we were on Fox News Live this morning. We also CBN 700 Club I. Both those interviews will be posted online at aclj.org and we'll be playing portions of them coming up on the broadcast later. And so, folks, I encourage you, write the letter for Saeed. Over 20,000 of you have. And when I say write, you can write a custom message at savesaeed.org, or you can use our preset message, which is one that we put together. A simple, short message will be easy for those guards to translate, and it also is a good guide if you are drafting your own, because they need to be positive. This is to Saeed. It's his birthday on May 7th, so it's leading up to then. He'll be 33 years old, young. And to be facing this kind of persecution. He also got a new letter from Saeed. It was dated about a month ago, but, you know, it takes time to get these out and get them to us here. And Nagmeh received that. And folks, this letter begins with Saeed quoting the guards, saying, "Deny Christ, return to Islam, or you'll be spending more than 8 years here. You'll be spending the rest of your life here." I mean, this is the message that Saeed's getting. As you heard from Nagmeh, really constantly trying to discourage him because, I think, of the international outcry on his behalf and the number of people who are taking a stand. We need to let Saeed know how many of us are out there, and that's what this letter can do. The petition was very important for our government. He did know about those efforts. But this, even if he doesn't get your actual letter, you know, sometimes they let them through, sometimes they don't. We're going to inundate them because we all know from the work that we've done with others who have been released from this prison, similar situation, that they're told, why are you getting so many letters? What are all these letters about? And that is a positive, something positive for Saeed to know, especially as he's approaching now. We're approaching 200 days that he's been in prison because of his Christian faith. And he signs the letter, this letter, which is similar to the letter he had signed before, in a similar way that, you know, Saeed Abedini in chains for Christ, it brings me joy to know that I'll see you all soon. And we'll post that letter online to the full letter at aclj.org later today. Becky has been hanging on from South Carolina online, too. I want to go right to her phone call. Becky, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I know that he's getting a birthday on May 7th, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, any time there's really been any kind of a strong movement, like even in the Book of Esther, there's been like something, some kind of a corporate movement to get together and like fast and pray. And it could be something as simple as he's been in, you know, jail for 197 days or 200, whatever he ends up being there for, that somebody could break that down into minutes and say, let's have a corporate, you know, fast and prayer time, no TV or, you know, no, you know, expensive food or whatever that a fast is to them, to help them to concentrate and pray during this time, because I've not seen anything on Facebook or the internet, you know, that's corporate like that.
I think that's important, Becky. And there have been prayer events. I know Nagmeh's been a part of prayer events in Idaho, where they're based, and in churches around the country. I hear from people, you know, messages through Facebook and others about the prayer efforts. Nagmeh actually has a Facebook page, Pray for Saeed, and that is not run by us. It was actually set up by some of his friends, as Saeed's friends, and Friends of Nogmays in Idaho, and I encourage you, Becky, to check that out. And of course, prayer is the most powerful. You know, and it was interesting on Fox News today, even, you know, there, it doesn't have to be just Christian media. The prayers are important, and Greg Jarrett said that today on Fox, and we'll be playing some of that interview. And so, yes, we all have to come together. And I hope you would pray for Saeed every day. And whether you fast and whether we decide to put together those efforts, there are denominations involved and churches around the country, and we're continuing to work on things, but you can do a lot on your own. Also, go to SaveSaeed.org and write the letter to him. It's important. Put your favorite Bible verse there. Those guards have to translate it. He'll know how many letters came in for him. We'll be right back.
More than 500,000 people from 180 countries have signed the petition to save American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's serving a lengthy prison term in Iran simply because of his Christian faith. Your voice has resulted in action by the U.S. government and the international community to engage this case. Now, you can send a very personal message of support to Pastor Saeed. The ACLJ has obtained the address of the Iranian prison where Pastor Saeed is being held. As Pastor Saeed's May 7th birthday approaches, it's time to encourage him directly. Let him know that we're praying for him and working for his release. You write the letter and the ACLJ will send it. Visit SaveSaeed.org. Or if you would like, you can add your name to the ACLJ letter going to Pastor Saeed. You can do that too by simply calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online ACLJ.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. You know, one of the things that's been so important in this engagement for Pastor Saeed and working for his freedom has been the media support that Fox News and CBN and others have given to the story. We've had to be selective in what we've played for you on the air. There's been so much of it available, but we wanted to play for you in this segment of the broadcast a very good piece that CBN did. It's a profile piece of sorts, an interactive piece that CBN did with Nogmay and Jordan. You know, one of the things that Nogmay and Jordan have been so effective in doing is telling not only Saeed's story, but also the story of the other persecuted Christians that are behind Saeed, the ones that are maybe not so well known. And what CBN has done in this piece is give a profile piece of Saeed's story, yes, and of Nogmay and the family, but also getting Nogmay to talk about the others that are persecuted behind Saeed and allowing her to highlight Saeed's case and those that are behind him. So we wanted to take this segment of the broadcast and play part of this CBN piece for you. Of course, we want to encourage you to take a listen or view the entire piece at CBN as well. But let's go ahead and play a segment of this piece from CBN now.
Well, welcome to 700 Club Interactive. Saeed Abedini made headlines around the world when he was sentenced to 8 years in one of the worst prisons in Iran, all because of his Christian faith.
Here in America, his wife has also been suffering, along with their two children.
Now we want to talk with Jordan Sekulow from the American Center for Law and Justice. He's been fighting on behalf of Pastor Saeed. Jordan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Gordon.
Well, what's ACLJ doing to help Pastor Saeed?
Well, first it was about raising public awareness and when. We began working with this family back in July when Saeed was placed under house arrest. He was arrested by the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard. And for 2 months, he was not sure exactly what would be happening to him, but we were able to plan on, well, if you are put into prison, if you are charged, and if you are convicted, and communication becomes tougher, kind of like what Nogmay was talking about. You know, at first, The kids could see him and talk on Skype and use that. The family is also facing severe persecution, Saeed's family in Iran. So we were planning, and then about a week before Christmas, it became very clear, Saeed had now been in prison then since September, that we would have to go public, and we had to go public now, that a conviction was coming, that his health was not good, that the beatings, the brutality in these interrogations had gone so far that he wasn't going to be let out anytime soon. In fact, Saeed said that right before he went into prison, that he doesn't think this will be over quickly. And so we went public, and we wanted to make sure that the U.S. government first was going to do everything it could for this American citizen. You know, we say Saeed Abedini over and over, and you can forget that this is an American citizen with an American family, as you were just talking to his American wife and his American children, who are wondering why he is in prison and when he'll get to come home. But these convictions of 8 years, Gordon, in a place like Evin prison in Tehran is rough. Surviving that alone is a miracle.
What I just heard was he was beaten so badly that his parents no longer recognized him, and you hear that, and I'm wondering, where's the outrage here? Here's sure. An American citizen in jail for being a Christian, and I think in just practically any other circumstance, there would be such a sense of outrage coming, not just from Congress, but from every branch of government, and not just the Secretary of State, but the President himself would be saying, you've got to release this American citizen and allow them to come back to America. Why aren't we seeing that?
Well, it took us months to engage the State Department, and I'm talking about daily public pressure, media pressure, Nagme going on television and saying, I need the Secretary of State, to the point where we had a congressional hearing where we had members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, call a hearing on Saeed's situation. Nagme comes in all the way from Idaho. The State Department sends no one, and this is in Washington, D.C., so they're about a mile down the road. She flies in. There's no one there from the State Department, but we still went to their offices, the State Department headquarters here in Washington, right after, all met with them because we need them. We need their support, as you were talking about, Gordon. We need the work that they can do. We can do a lot, but we can't do everything at the ACLJ without the government's support. And it took, you know, months, which is unfortunate. The European Union spoke out before the United States at the United Nations. You had Australia speak out before the United States at the United Nations. Now, we were doing a lot of that work, but you would think that this was such an easy issue for everyone to see. But looking back now, as we've worked through this one, because he's an American and a convert to Christianity and not just a political prisoner, even though that's how he's being treated, as a threat. Understand, in Iran, he is treated as a national security threat to the regime. That it was that much harder for our government to wrap their heads around why he needed our help, and was he some kind of zealot? And I mean, these were the kind of questions we had to answer. Really unbelievable when you get down to it. It's an American, he's imprisoned in Iran, whether he's a hiker or a Christian pastor, everyone should be speaking out for him. And I agree with you, it was very difficult and disturbing how long it took, though. Now we're trying to look forward, and I think you can tell with speaking to Nagme, she is too, that we have to just stay on our what we do and work as hard as we can to get Saeed home.
Is there any hope of this issue getting in front of the United Nations in a stronger capacity? I mean, Iran signed the Declaration of Universal Human Rights, and one of those is the freedom of conscience, the sure, ability to convert. Is there any hope there?
You've got the UN Declaration of Human Rights, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, their own constitution. Actually, this violates the way that this process, the charges themselves, going back to the UN issue, the charges themselves date back to the early 2000s. So Saeed has gone back and forth between Iran to work on this orphanage and has had no trouble. So, you know, out of nowhere, as kind of a message, I think, to any Iranian Christian, it's, you know, listen, you may not have charges pending against you right now, and we'll pick you up and throw you in jail for 8 years, but with your Revolutionary Guard. It scares other Christians. It scares other people who think that everything is going okay for them. I don't think Saeed would ever have done this. I mean, Nagmeh has been on these trips before. The kids have been on the trips before. They're Iranian, and yes, they're Americans, but they've got family there. This is something that they're a little bit more used to dealing with than you or I just going over to Iran. It's not that kind of situation. And yet, at the UN specifically, the dragging of the feet of our own government, you know, the first time they had an opportunity to speak out for Saeed, they did not. And a lot of that is what spurred the congressional action. That was kind of an it for everybody. When our own UN ambassador to the United Nations Human Rights Council was silent when the European Union spoke out, that, you know, you had 27 member states of the EU endorsing a statement calling for Saeed Abedini's release and nothing from his own government. It's as if the United States did not want to be too attached to this individual, to Saeed Abedini. And so there's a lot of work that's left to be done, but we're working, you know, primarily now with the international community, at the United Nations, with other countries, because we know that from all this media attention and from the people around the world who have been speaking out for Saeed on their own, that Iran is already their ambassadors, their representatives to different foreign governments and countries, and also the UN. They are already looking at ways to get out of this. And the treatment has been a little bit better. Every time there's a little bit more news attention and media attention, Saeed is not getting beaten as badly. They've been promised, you know, this is, I think, our next major step. Iran has promised Saeed medical attention following his first ever medical exam, which he did get a couple of weeks ago. He is yet to, as of this day, actually get that medical treatment from real doctors in a hospital. That's where the international community can really pressure, because they promised this, they allowed a medical review, they confirmed his internal bleeding. And I think, honestly, with all of Iran's issues that they're dealing with, they don't need an American citizen dying on their watch because they wouldn't give him the proper medical care. We're not even talking about release yet. We're talking about basic medical care. So that's a pressure point that we're focusing on right now.
Well, Jordan, thanks for being with us, and thanks for fighting on behalf of Pastor Saeed and on behalf of Christians around the world.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gordon. Thanks for covering it, and thanks to CBN as well.
Folks, again, that was part of a special piece that CBN did with Nagmeh and Jordan. If you want to watch that entire interview, we're going to put it up at aclj.org. So go there, look for the interview. I highly encourage you to watch the entire thing. Listen, folks, we want you to be a part of reaching Pastor Saeed in prison. You can go to savesaeed.org. Write a letter to Pastor Saeed. We will make sure that it gets to him in prison. Hopefully, he will be able to read these thousands of letters of support that are coming in for him. Also, in the next segment of the broadcast, I'm going to play for you an interview that Jordan and Nagmeh did this morning on Fox News, America's Newsroom, with Greg Jarrett. It's a very good piece. I encourage you to stay tuned for that. But be a part of this effort to write a letter to Pastor Saeed in prison. You can either call 877-989-2255. Or you can go to savesaeed.org. I encourage you, write a personal letter to Pastor Saeed. Also, add your name to the pre-written letter that we have done. You can do both at savesaeed.org. We'll be back after this break.
And where I am, you cannot reach.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. More than 500,000 people from 180 countries have signed the petition to save American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's serving a lengthy prison term in Iran simply because of his Christian faith. Your voice has resulted in action by the U.S. government and the international community to engage this case. Now, you can send a very personal message of support to Pastor Saeed. The ACLJ has obtained the address of the Iranian prison where Pastor Saeed is being held. As Pastor Saeed's May 7th birthday approaches, it's time to encourage him directly. Let him know that we're praying for him and working for his release. You write the letter and the ACLJ will send it. Visit SaveSaeed.org. Or if you would like, you can add your name to the ACLJ letter going to Pastor Saeed. You can do that too by simply calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online ACLJ.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to JSecular Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Of course, this week, today, all through the week, we've been talking about Pastor Saeed's case and this new letter campaign that we have going. You know, we've done a lot of efforts involving Pastor Saeed's case. I mean, there's been the effort to engage the United States Congress, the effort to engage the United States State Department, get Secretary Kerry to personally be involved. That, of course, happened. We have seen improvements with our involvement with the State Department. So your engagement on this case, your signing the petition, over 500,000 of you, has been very successful. We've seen progress in the effort to free Saeed. But now this latest effort is more of a personal one, folks. This is a chance for you to directly speak to Pastor Saeed in Evin prison there in Tehran via letter. If you want to go to SaveSaeed.org, you can either write your own personal letter to Pastor Saeed, or if you want to use language that we have put together, you can just add your name to a pre-packaged, pre-printed letter, pre-written letter, I should say, that we have written to Pastor Saeed. We'll take care of bundling all those together, paying the postage, getting them to Evin prison. Our hope is that these letters will end up in Pastor Saeed's hands, but even if they don't, folks, they will make a difference because we can overwhelm the prison there in Tehran, and we know that Pastor Saeed is going to be told about the thousands and thousands of letters that are rolling in for him. It's something that is sort of the next stage in this process. It's a way for you to make it personal. It's a way for you to continue to engage in the process. You know, Pastor Saeed was recently taken to a hospital, and yet he was not given treatment. So we don't know if it's Iran's way of saying, listen, we took him to a hospital and then just not giving him treatment, or what it is. But we know that Iran has been a moving target on this. They constantly go back on their word. It is critically important that Pastor Saeed get the medical care that he needs now. We want you to engage in this effort with us. Go to SaveSaeed.org. Write a personal letter to Pastor Saeed. We will make sure that it gets in his hands, or at least to the prison, and that he is made aware of this effort. So SaveSaeed.org. Now, folks, another thing that's been so important in this effort has been the media engagement, the advocacy, the reaching of the American people and the international community that has happened. Fox News has been critical in this. Just this morning, they once again updated this case. They had Pastor Saeed's wife, Naghmeh, on with Jordan. This was America's Newsroom with Greg Jarrett. I wanted you to be able to hear that interview. Let's go ahead and play that now.
Well, new concerns today for the safety of an American pastor jailed in one of Iran's most brutal prisons. Learning that Saeed Abedini is apparently being denied medical treatment. According to his attorney, he is suffering from internal bleeding after months of beatings by Iranian guards. Joining us now, Saeed's wife, Naghmeh Abedini. And Jordan Sekulow joins us, Executive Director of the American Center for Law and Justice. Naghmeh, tell us about your husband's condition.
We know he has internal bleeding. That's pretty critical. We know that there's been doctors who've visited him at the hospital that have said he needs to be treated immediately. It was at least two, three weeks ago, and he was taken to a private hospital, but he was not treated, and he was taken back to prison. And we're very much worried about his health and his internal bleeding. He's in a lot of pain.
Jordan, Secretary of State John Kerry said a month ago, he called for the release of the pastor a month ago. But what have they done since?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Greg. We do know the State Department, we have a much better working relationship. Since that congressional hearing, which was covered on Fox News, and a clip was played earlier in the broadcast today. And since then, when the State Department didn't show up and they faced congressional criticism, they've been much more forthcoming in their work with us, at least privately. Can they do more? Of course they can do more. It's a difficult situation, but they have taken the steps that we've asked, at least. It took months to get there. And we've engaged a lot of people around the world, the European Union and others. But this incident with the hospital, Saeed was promised medical care after he got his first exam since he's been in prison now 196 days. And so he knows he's got internal bleeding. He knows he's got a serious medical condition. He was completely healthy when he was in prison. So it's all right. Because of the beatings, like you said. And yet, think about the brutality or the ineptness of this regime. Either they are that inept or they're that abusive that they would say, okay, finally, today's your day. You're actually going to go to the hospital. Yeah. They take you there. And instead of keeping you for a few hours or waiting till the next day,
right.
They
send you right back to prison. It's psychological abuse on top of physical abuse. As I understand it, you just got a letter. You've gotten some of it. Let me read part of it. Deny your faith in Jesus Christ. Return to Islam or else you will not be released from prison. We will make sure you are kept there even after your 8-year sentence is finished. This is the threats. These are the threats that prison officials throw at me. That's the letter from your husband. Nagma, are you frustrated that not enough is being done here to help him?
Yes, when I get glimpses of what's being done to him, his family's able to visit him, and he's able to say and get some words out. And that he's very, last I heard, he was getting discouraged that what they're saying might be true, that he might be kept there even more than 8 years. And that's what they're playing, they're doing psychological torture on him and playing games on him, that he's going to be there for a long time. He's never going to see me or the kids. And we need to continue fighting for him and to let him know and let the Iranian government know he's not forgotten.
Jordan, we've only got 30 seconds left, but you launched a letter campaign on Monday.
That's right.
Quickly tell us about it.
We've talked to people who have gotten out of Evin prison in Iran, and they've all said, their letters, they may even not even get them in their hands, but if they get a lot of them, the guards will tell them, and they'll start asking them questions about it, which lets Saeed know, lets the prisoner know, people care about them. We launched it on Monday. It's an online tool at savesaeed.org, and we've already had over 20,000 people write their own letters, custom letters, and we're going to handle all the packaging and get them to the prison so that they're overloaded and inundated with these letters.
SaveSaeed.org. Jordan Sekulow, Nagma Abedini, our thoughts and prayers are with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Again, folks, that was Jordan and Nagma on with Greg Jarrett on Fox News, America's newsroom from just this morning. Listen, Nagma continuing to tell this story to the world has been such an important part of us getting Pastor Saeed's story out to the world. Of course, hearing it directly from his wife, Nagma, is as powerful as it can be. I mean, probably the most powerful moment we've had in this entire effort has been when Nagma went before Congress and actually testified about what her family is going through, about how their two young children, Rebecca and Jacob, miss Saeed each and every day. A couple of the quotes we saw. Actually, Jacob go on YouTube and tell Jesus. He said, "I love you, Jesus. Bring Daddy home." It was very powerful. And then in the hearing room, Nagma testified that he was in prison because he loves Jesus. And then, of course, Jay and Jordan followed up with a plea to the United States Congress that this is a United States citizen. He's one of us. It's time for us to engage. It's time for us to bring him home. Those efforts continue, folks, but those are largely in our hands right now. We have to do the legal work. We have to do the advocacy work, the diplomatic work with the State Department. We continue to do so, but we have got an effort for you to engage in now. This is a way for you to personally reach out and personally speak to Pastor Saeed there in prison in Tehran. You can go to SaveSaeed.org. You can actually write a letter, either a personal letter, or you can add your name to a letter that we have written to Pastor Saeed. You can do both if you want, but both of those are available for you at SaveSaeed.org. If you go there, you write the letter, or you add your name to the letter that we have written, we will take care of getting it to Evin prison there in Tehran. We hope to get it in Pastor Saeed's hands, but even if not, he will be aware that thousands and thousands of your letters are rolling in. This is as personal as it's gotten, folks. We want you to go to SaveSaeed.org, write a letter to Pastor Saeed. Again, it's SaveSaeed, SaveSaeed.org. Go there and write a letter to Pastor Saeed, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The ACLJ has obtained the address of the Iranian prison where Pastor Saeed is being held. As Pastor Saeed's May 7th birthday approaches, it's time to encourage him directly. Let him know that we're praying for him and working for his release. You write the letter and the ACLJ will send it. Visit SaveSaeed.org. Or if you would like, you can add your name to the ACLJ letter going to Pastor Saeed. Online, ACLJ.org.